from KQED.
Governor Brown and the state's schools chief, Tom Torlakson, aren't saying much about whether they will appeal a major court ruling this week that strips California public school teachers of important job protections. What is clear is the state's most powerful teachers' unions do plan to appeal, even if the state doesn't take any action. Superior Court Judge Rolf Troy issued his landmark ruling Tuesday in the trial of Vergara versus State of California, saying teacher tenure deprives students of an education because ineffective educators are allowed to keep their jobs. Many teachers, like Claire Merced from San Francisco, were speechless when they heard the news.
You're walking on eggshells. You can't perform. You're feeling like, what if I do this right, if I do this wrong? No, a teacher needs the freedom to be able to connect with the kids, to be able to study and restudy the concepts that she or he is going to be teaching, to prepare.
With us now to talk about what educators and others are saying about the ruling and what comes next is the California Report's education reporter, Anna Tintakalis. Anna, first of all, how is the education community reacting to this? It was really kind of an earthquake, wasn't it?
It really was. And I think for the most part, when I've talked to teachers, it seems as though, you know, someone socked them in the gut. That's how, you know, how strong the feelings are. The majority cannot believe that this ruling actually went the way it did. They felt that there was plenty of evidence to show that there was lots of external factors that figure into a student's performance, not just these statutes. You know, you have to think of poverty, of family support, if there's violence, there's so much that goes on in that classroom, and that these statutes were simply a scapegoat.
And so the teachers' unions, as we mentioned at the top, is planning to appeal. But what are you hearing from other teachers?
Well, it's important to remember that there are teachers that actually feel like there should be some changes. So I spoke with a teacher by the name of Ben Spielberg, and he's in the San Jose Unified School District. And I think he's one of a growing number of maybe younger teachers that feel like something needs to be done here.
There's a lot of things that we can do to improve the frequency of classroom observations, the type of feedback that teachers receive, the type of both evaluative and non-evaluative support that teachers get from peers and administrators.
And Anna, we should say that if this ruling is ultimately upheld, that it plays out district by district, right? There is no monolithic single rule that applies to tenure. It's negotiated by the unions at the local level, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. It kicks the whole debate to the school district level. And so school administrators are going to have to negotiate with their unions what's the best approach when it comes to these statutes. And this is a thorny issue. I mean, any kind of compromise, bargaining issue around teacher workplace issues is always difficult to pass through. So it's going to be very contentious at the local level, too. And there's going to be a hodgepodge of different ways to deal with this.
Well, somewhat coincidentally, this week, the state assembly passed unanimously a bill by Assemblywoman Joan Buchanan that is going to change the dismissal rules for some teachers under some situations. Tell us about that and whether, you know, this is a model in any way for future reform.
I think it will be a model, and it's an interesting bill. This actually came up as a result of a sexual assault scandal in the Los Angeles Unified School District. So this preceded the Vergara case, but it essentially says teachers who are accused of egregious crimes, child molestation, that they have to appear before an administrative law judge a lot sooner than what is happening now. It can take up to like 2 months to just see a judge. Now they're wanting to cut that time in half. Now that the Vergara case and the ruling has come out the way it is, I think you'll see a lot more bills coming forth pointing to that, saying this is our roadmap. This is where we can take it now.
Meanwhile, it could take certainly months and maybe years before this gets up to the state Supreme Court.
Right. So while that appeal is making its way through the court, teachers will still enjoy their job protections.
All right. California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis. Anna, thanks.
Thank you.